Welcome to Our PBC Life, a safe place for all to tune in and enjoy. We hope that today's sermon inspires and encourages you. You can stay connected with us on our social media at MyPBCLife or through our website at pbclife.ca. Be blessed and enjoy.
As I continue in our theme for 2024, reshaping society's culture, both church and community. That's what we've got to remember. God is reaching to us here in the church, but also to the communities he set us in. So the message today, just be a brief message today, supreme love translated. Supreme love translated. Here's the text this morning. The text is one of these famous passages, the parable of the lost sheep, Matthew 18, verse 12 to 14. If a man has 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others on the hills and go out to search for the one that is lost? And if he finds it, I tell you the truth, he will rejoice over it more than over the 99 that didn't wander away. In the same way, it is not my heavenly Father's will that even one of these little ones should perish. And that text, it comes with this verse, Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Folks, we have a responsibility for the lost. And here's what the believer's personal behavior should be. When Jesus declared this parable, remember all parables are given by Jesus. When he gave this parable, he was not addressing the community, the secular world. He was addressing the Christians, those who were Christ followers, the believers. And he was addressing believers who had walked away and believers who were continuing in the faith. All who are of the sheepfold of God. Now remember, I already preached, and it's online, Psalm 23, that reminds us about the shepherd, the great shepherd, and then the under shepherd. And as he's showing us that everyone is precious to God's sight, every creation of God is precious, even the one that is furthest away, even the one that just walked away, even the one that has never turned to him, and we must reach them all. They must return home. They must come back to the Father, and they must know their destiny. Throughout these weeks, you're going to hear me mention about our Easter service to come that will be at the arena that is by the casino. And I do need intercessors to be praying. We're facing some headwinds with them. I don't know if they want us to cancel, but I'll tell you something. We ain't canceling. There's some pressures, but we ain't canceling. So I need you to storm heaven. Why? Because we're taking it outside, so many who are outside will have a place to come so we can bring them back inside. Are you with me this morning? See, we're so caught up sometimes in us, in just us. What about us? And what about, I'm only used to coming in to this type of auditorium where the Holy Ghost is. I'm sorry, I have never read in the Bible where the Holy Ghost was in a chair. Folks, talk to me. Who is the Holy Ghost in? Who's the Holy Spirit indwelling? So if he's indwelling us, wherever I go, is he with me? I believe some people feel that if we don't come in and sit in these chairs, he can't work. I'm going to tell you, folks, I love you very much, but I have stood on tree trunks in villages that are witchcraft villages and preach and watch witches come to the Lord. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is wrapped up in us. I have preached in Asia and Thailand where it was so dark. In the first years we went there, it was so dark and dismal. But I'll tell you one thing. I see a light streaming through that nation now. And where did we stand? We stood in little places that would make you cringe. Why? Because we had to make it in a way that it did not affect those that are coming so that they were safe. I've been in Cambodia where you can get persecuted. But I'll tell you, we hid in little homes and garages. Guess who was in the garage? Guess who was in the garage? Holy Ghost. Why? Because the people filled with the Holy Spirit were there. Can I tell you something, folks? We're so locked up in ourselves, we forgot that Jesus wrote a passage that said it's not just about the 99. Who is it about? Talk to me. You know the word. It's about the what? Every person this year needs to go after the one. Can I say that again? Online, every person in 2024 must commit to going after the one. So Jesus addressed the Christians. And the reason he did this, what we do affects the effectiveness of the church. The church is only effective when the ones begin to come. I'm preaching to myself today. So I'm going to preach and shout a hallelujah. Pastor Marie, the church is only effective when the ones begin to come. Glory to God. Now we're talking. Thank you. See, the purpose of the church is to proclaim God's power, but also to honor God's reputation, to guard moral purity, to defend the doctrinal truths of God by demonstrating them personally, to protect the doctrinal truth by not compromising, but to remember why Jesus died. He didn't just die for the Christians. If it was just for the Christians, they were already saved. He died that all would come to salvation. And so, thank you. That is why the Bible speaks very vividly about disciplining even members, because such discipline, there's protection of God's truth, of upholding moral purity. And so next week, I'll talk a little bit about why Jesus speaks these difficult parables. And I want you to know, the parable of the lost sheep is one of those very famous parables. This text to both Christian and non-Christian is very short, but it's very impactful. It is life-changing. It is healing. It is delivering. It is releasing. And if we're going to impact society, we have to have a mind shift that says they count as much as we count. Oh, that I should have written that one up. They count as much as we count. Say it with me. They count as much as we count. So believers' behavior, you've got to remember, if a man has 100 sheep, one of them wanders away, what will he do? And Jesus tells this parable, and it would not have made sense to them then. What do you mean leave the 99? Look at what we've got here. You want me to leave this? He says, yes, leave those. Let others take care of them. Let the body take care of the body. Go after the one that is lost. And if you find it, he says, when you find the lost one, don't just find it. Rejoice that you found it. Folks, when Jesus used the term, he said this, any one of these little ones. He says it in the last one, in the same way, it is not my heavenly Father's will that even one of these little ones should perish. One of which little ones? He's saying one of those sinful, one of those hideous, one of those criminal, one of those backslidden, one of those despising God. Even if one of them is lost, it does not please the master. So when he used it, it was a term of endearment. You know, we all have names of endearment. Don't you? Many of us, some of you, I have a term of name of endearment. My grandma gave it to me. So endearing, I didn't use it anymore. How many have one of those grandma names? Come on, let me see your hands. Or pseudo names. Okay, if you don't know grandma name, pseudo name. Put up the pseudo name hands. Put them up high. All right? I'm not giving out mine. You want to give out yours? But also amongst each other, do you have a term of endearment for your wife? Do you have a term? Anybody have a term of endearment? Yes? Louis, what's yours? Honey. Anybody else? C- Come on, come on, quick, quick. Wow. So on February 16th, we have a couple's time. Pastor Ruby, would you write down for me that one of the things we need to find out is if they've at least by this time in February found a term of endearment for their spouse? It is going to be question number one. So if I were you, I would take care of it now. Okay, so... But terms of endearment, like sweetie, darling, my little dumpling, these little things that we use to categorize. What does that do when we say it? It brings in a love language. And Jesus' love language was any one of these little ones. I mean, when you think about it, he's talking about people who are trying to crucify him, and he's calling them my little ones. That's sweetness. So folks, Jesus recognized the predicament of the lost sheep. And that's what we need to get into our spirit. What is the predicament of the lost sheep? See, the lost sheep are those who've walked away. The lost sheep are those who've never come. And I want to remind you that there are many Christians who are slipping. Some Christians are weak. They never grew up in the Lord, and the word did not get inside them because they did not make their focus the Lord. They made it church, and the church disappointed them. Because church will always disappoint you, but the Lord never will. Some Christians have wandered off, cooled off from their love. Revelation says that they've lost their first love. You know people who've lost their first love. They were so on fire for God. And then you're asking yourself, what happened? Oh, I don't even bother to go anymore. I haven't gone in 3 years. And they're proud to say it. I rebuke you in Jesus' name, because that is the enemy speaking through you. You've wandered off. You've lost your first love. Some Christians are backslidden. Why? Because they justified their sins rather than repent of their sin. When you know you've sinned and you've repented, he forgives. When you know your sin and you justify it, you're going to end up in a backslidden state because the Holy Spirit begins to slowly move away from you. And some of them are backslidden not because they justified it, but because Christians made them feel so ashamed they had to give up. Do you know that some Christians will do that? Oh, you sinned and you can never get up again. I'm going to make sure I remind you of your sin forever and ever. And they say it with a pride. I'm just doing God's service. Really? Really? Let's not go there. I got to move on. Some Christians got trapped in their stubbornness. Why? They allowed their head knowledge to outweigh their heartfelt faith. See, when Holy Spirit is in you, you don't let head knowledge dominate. You let heart, because what? The Bible says if you believe in your head, talk to me. Does it say if you believe in your head that Jesus rose from the dead? No, you believe in your heart. It's heart that brings faith. It's faith that brings life. And so faith outweighs head knowledge. Head knowledge is learned knowledge. Heart knowledge is wisdom from God. Some Christians become self-centered. What happens? They're hurt by others, or they were neglected by someone, and it caused them to only focus on themselves. As I said, folks, and I say it over and over, church hurts. Why does church hurt? Because church has broken people, and broken people can break other people. But you don't ever allow yourself to shut off. Someone neglected you or walked by you or did this, or you just say, they got issues. You got to learn to remember who's got the issue. If you don't have the issue, don't become the issue. When someone does something to you in church, you know what you say to yourself? God, I'm going to have to pray for that one. Poor them. Come on. That's what it is. Some Christians became bitter and hostile. Why? Their disappointment in what they did not achieve or obtain has caused them to lose their ability to love. Do you know where the biggest crisis? We just did communion, which is unity. The biggest crisis in church is lack of unity. Lack of unity is about too much striving to be something or to be shown or to be acknowledged or to obtain. And so there are times people can't even be removed from something, because if you do that, it'll kill them. And that's not the Spirit of God, because we're to be flexible in the kingdom so God can use us in different dimensions. There are times, look at me, I'm now a pastor. I was a pastor in Agent Court 5 years. I was a lead pastor in Montreal 2 years. You're going to know how young I am. Oops. I was on the road for 20 years, I'll say it. Add it up. I started at 6, and it was 20 years, and now I'm back. Look, can I tell you, God wants to use you in different dimensions, but when you're trapped in who you think you ought to be and what you should have, what you didn't obtain, you become bitter and hostile. And that's the reason there's so many hostile people in the kingdom, and they don't realize they're backslidden because hostility and God don't work together. Be flexible. Some Christians became hopeless. What happened is they took a wrong turn in their Christian journey, and no one was there to show them the way back. Can I tell you what my pride and joy is? My pride and joy is every time I see our worship team up here with their different testimonies. Every time Troy touches the mic, I say to myself, I see Christy just, we're bubbling all inside already. Every time he touches the mic, I say, God, he took a wrong turn. And he went into hopelessness. But oh, when you go after the one, what God will do. Folks, there are people who became hopeless and we leave them hopeless. I'm going to tell you, there are many times people are like, and there were words that I got and I just bit my tongue and smiled because I knew God was working something out. Can I tell you? And I gave the opportunity again when it was time. I said, get back up there. When it was, can I? You don't even know the journey. There were times I said, just come and sit with the worship team. You're not getting up there, but sit with the worship team so you remember who you are. Can I? And I'll share it when he's here. He'll share it himself. Why? Because he's got such an anointing on him. The devil's been ravaging his life and he got to hopelessness. But when you hold on to people who are hopeless, hope returns. And when hope returns, generations come back. Let me tell you, that man has such an evangelistic touch on him. Young people just come to him like floodgates. That's what the devil doesn't want. That's what we don't let go of. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Jesus willingly and deliberately left his glory in heaven just to come to earth to save not some people, but all people. And folks, not only are people lost, but they're still God's precious commodity. We seem to have focused money as the commodity. The commodity of heaven is souls. Can you hear me? The commodity of heaven. So lostness means bring them back to worship. Bring them back to truth. Bring them back to their true worth. A lost sheep is vulnerable of being destroyed by the devil. But believers who are strong in Christ will leave the 99. The shepherd's role, the role of a Christian shepherd is go after the one. Ah, we're so focused on this one's going to be upset. And this one likes it this way. And this one won't do it. And that one, don't do this, pastor, because some people, I even heard, don't you dare, pastor, do the casino, the arena at the casino, because many Christians won't come. And I'm like, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know why? Because you can't be telling me you're a Christian and you won't come to a service to sing and praise God because we're making it open for the world to come. Oh, no, 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 no. So please stop looking at the 99 that are like you. And ask God for a burden for the one. We can't just sit back and be happy at how many are left here. Look how many we still have, pastor. The church is filling. It's still full. We're all here. Yeah? Where's the one you were supposed to bring in by your prayer and your love and your hand extended? Folks, everyone has a responsibility to patiently and enduringly seek after the souls who've lost their way in Christ. We've mentioned this before, and I could say it again. Do you know that whenever a child is lost or stolen, because people are stolen by the devil too, but whenever a child is lost or stolen, what does the government put in place? And what? They put out an Amber Alert. Does everybody like it? Talk to me. Does everyone like the Amber Alert? More people grumbling, complaining, it woke me up. Well, go back to sleep if you can't. Go drink some hot tea, some milk, do whatever you want to do. Have a hot toddy or something, or whatever they call it. Do something and go back to sleep, but let the child live. Can I ask you, folks? Let us remember that God's put out a red alert. And that's for every soul that is lost. And secularism is drawing people away to darkness. Many people today are attracted to things that seem good, but it's meant for their destruction, so they become lost intentionally. Many people today are aimlessly going through life, not realizing that the substances of this world are not sufficient to fill the void in their soul. They're lost by confusion, and only God can fill the void inside. Those that are on our international audience, Canada just announced that for the hundreds and hundreds or thousands of cannabis stores that we have, that they want to double it. Everywhere you turn, there's a cannabis store. And now what they want, put more. Why? Because if they can get everybody to be out of their mind, and some of them to even die from it, then it helps the budget of the government. I'm saying it to the government. It's wrong, wrong, wrong. It's ungodly, it's unconscionable, and we, the church, believe that God is going to restore. That's why we need revival, so people will come. Many people refuse to heed the warnings from other sheep who know the good path, who've been down the bad path and tell them the good path. They're like, I got this. It's under control. But when they don't listen and they end up in danger, don't leave them there and go, oh, good, see, I told them. Somebody could have done that to you, but instead they prayed you back into your rightness of mind. Some are not attached enough to the kingdom of God and to the other sheepfold, to God's sheepfold, so that they can grow. So they get dragged away. But no matter what they do, every sheep is God's sheep. Every creation is God's creation, and we're held responsible. And we will be judged if we don't try to bring them back. This church, Pickering Pentecostal Church, is not about the 99. It will be about the one. And the 99 will look after each other. You're going next week, this Saturday, is our volunteer ministry day, 10 to 12. And if you want to come and volunteer, come. We're going to have an incredible time of even getting to know each other. And I'm going to tell you why. We're going to look after each other. Sheep look after sheep. So shepherd goes after sheep. Sheep looks after sheep. The older sheep looks after the younger sheep. Last week's message, the more mature sheep help the younger growing up Christians, so the shepherd can look for the lost sheep. But if the shepherd's job is to care for every little toenail that needs to be clipped, then there's a problem. Folks, I love this church. Supreme love translated means that I recognize it's the spiritual responsibility of all believers to do whatever it is, whatever it takes, to show people the way home. Supreme, you know what love is? Love is me reminding us it's my job and it's your job to do everything to show people the way home. I've been praying for my neighbors since I moved on the street that I live. I've dropped off flowers. I've dropped off Easter things. I've always put a card. I haven't seen any of them come yet, but that's okay. Because we're going to the arena at Easter. And I'm going to drop that card off with another flower. And I'm going to pray that. I am already praying them in. They won't know what hit them by Easter because I've already started the prayer. And thank God, as I have my little puppy, which forces me to walk even in the winter. I had to buy new boots just for that. As I walk past each house now, I'm calling them out. Oh, I called them. I said, the lady with the black dog, Father. God, this lady that I see with the two children, I'm calling them out. I'm calling them out because we're responsible. Do whatever it takes to show people the way home.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you accepted Christ for the first time today, we want to help you with next steps. Please email us at prayer@ppclife.ca, and a pastor or volunteer will be in touch with you. We pray that you have a wonderful and safe day or night, and we'll see you soon, church family.